Built in the 18th century, Downing Street was previously a country lane with around 24 houses on it. Today, there are only two, number 11, home of the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and number 10, the home of the Prime Minister. In the world of Harry Potter, number 10 hosts a magical portrait with which the Muggle Prime Minister and the Minister for Magic can communicate. We first learn about this portal in the opening chapter of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. In this opening scene, Cornelius Fudge appears in the portrait to tell the Prime Minister, who is not named, about the return of Lord Voldemort, feeling that this is a threat not only to the magical community, but to the Muggle one as well. In the books, this is an incredibly important and surprising moment, as it's the first time we find out that the Muggle world is actually aware of the magical world on some level. However, although it's an incredibly important plot point in the book, the scene was never included in any of the films. Later, Downing Street is referenced again, as it is here that Kingsley Shacklebolt works during his time as bodyguard to the Muggle Prime Minister, playing a kind of double agent between the Muggle and wizarding communities. Facing Downing Street, walk to your left, continuing down Whitehall, away from Trafalgar Square. Walk straight down the road until you get to the entrance to Westminster Underground Station. Take the steps down and follow the signs to the ticket hall.